square miles. And as the panel show, I don't believe we've quite reached the rib yet.
Although
we can't be too far away, and I think certainly the fact that these samples are also pretty far down in Cone Crater.
Roger out. Alan, Ed, when you can work it in, would like an EMU check.
3.75, and reading 5.2 on the oxygen, and I'm in medium flow, and I'm comfortable. No flags.
Okay, I'm reading 3.75 and 4.8 on oxygen. I'm now in mid flow, having just shifted, and I'm comfortable.
Roger.
Okay, LPM deploy.
Shepard, Mitchell stopping short of the rim of Cone Crater in a boulder field. At this position, they will take a magnetometer reading, gather samples, including perhaps a football-sized rock, and photography.
Okay, the core tube sample turned out to only be about 3/4 of a tube. The area is apparently very rocky, but I did get down into the second layer, the underlying layer of the regolith, which was white as opposed to being dark brown.
Shepard reports taking core sample.
Roger, Al. Understand you got down to another layer that looked white below the dark brown.
On second thought, forget that core tube. It's too granular. Most of the material came out of the tube. I'll just scoop a couple of samples and bag it of the two top layers.
Roger, Al.
Okay, I'm on low scale. 4.9. On X, Y, 4.6. D, 6.5. X, 4.9. Y, 4.6. D, 7.0. X, 4.9. Y, 4.5. D, 7.5. And it's still going up. Let's see. I'm going to give you one more set. X is 4.6. Y is 4.4. D is 8.0. And it seems steady at that level.
Roger, Ed copied all four sets, and all were taken on low setting. And you can discard the instrument at this point.
Okay, it is done.
And Al, did you say you had taken a sample of the white boulder, or was that too large a sample?
Right now I'm sampling a layer up to this kind of a light gray just under the regolith. That was in bag number 9, and bag number 10 was a sample of some of the surface rocks that were right around that area. It looked like kind of a secondary impact that had disrupted the surface regolith and gone down into the gray area.
Roger.
Heart rates on the two crew members down appreciably now. Shepard 108, Mitchell 86. Shepard working harder at this time, taking samples while Mitchell leveling the magnetometer.
Okay, and Ed, is the LPM still in your immediate area there?
Yep.
Okay, they wanted a temperature reading off of it.
Okay, okay, for a minute. Yep.
Okay, and Al,
you want to know one?
Did you mention either seeing a white boulder or a brown, brownish gray boulder earlier?
I mentioned that the boulder is definitely whitish in color, Fred, and we'll be over there in a minute. Not in our immediate vicinity. Definitely looks worthwhile sampling.
That's the time they occur here, and I would like you to sample from the white boulder. Go ahead, Ed.
125 on the LPM.
Roger, copy.
Okay, where did you hit for it?
Well,
I'll get
the next thing we ought to do. I'm going to drag the mat with us. Is that white boulder down there?
Yeah, I saw it.
We can sample both types of boulders right down in the area, so let's go on down there.
Right.
And can you give us a feel, Houston, about when you'd like us to leave the area?
Okay, our estimated time of departure is in about 8 minutes, 7.5 minutes.
Okay. About the hammer? I'll grab it.
Okay. I guess we'll just, run down there this way here.
Yep.
Okay.
I see one of these boulders, Fredo, is broken open. They're really brown boulders on the outside, and the inner face that's broken is white. And there's another one that most of it is white. They are right in the same area.
Okay, Ed, I assume you're going to sample some of those.
That's where we're headed right now. It's about 50 yards away.
Why don't you go on down to start? Let me bring the Met down.
All right. Yeah, it's further than it looked.
That's the order of the day.
Okay, Fredo, I'm right in the midst of a whole pile of very large boulders here. See what I can do to grab a meaningful sample.
Roger, Ed.
First of all, let me start by photographing.
Control Houston, 134 hours, 24 minutes, 2 hours, 36 minutes since cabin depress. Two of the stops have been deleted in the traverse. The tasks that were scheduled for Station E will be moved back to Station G. The next stop will be at Station F from...
Copy that one. That's a good hit. There's a football-sized rock system coming out of this area, which will not be bagged. It is, appears to be the prevalent rock of the boulders of the area.
Got it. Roger, Al, we copy.
That's going one of the Z's.
Okay,
you got samples of that white rock?
Yeah, I got one
particle. Yeah, put it right in here.
Make them go.
Yeah. Point tubes out of the way. Let it go. Okay, we just carry it back that way.
Okay, and Alan, that we have about one more minute here, I see.
Okay, we're moving on down the hill now.